That was pretty good. I mean, you must be absolutely delighted to hold yourself up into third overall. Were you expecting that?
Well, we were. Our aim was to get up to third place, right? Fair play. Kegsett gave us a brilliant run. They've sailed really, really well. And as you can see, it came right down to the last race. You know, from the whole season, we only took third place in the last race. So it's been a great campaign. It was Puntala that gave us the difficulty, the first one.
Right. What happened there?
Was just, you know, we had a lot of new people and we just after winning the world championships and, you know, it was just difficult, you know, just everything could have went wrong, you know. But we've had a brilliant season. Like we've we won Castellot and we won the Copa del Rey, which was the main regatta we wanted to win. You know, the sponsor Siemens were thrilled about that. So it's been really good.
When you put the boat in the water last year and you had sort of obviously high hopes for what you were going to do, and this was always part of your agenda, how did the season shape up? Was this better than you'd expected? Was it tougher?
Well, it was certainly very, very tough. I mean, I always knew when I decided to build the boat, right, and Jeannie Bowl was helping me, that if we could get Ian Walker on board, then we were going to be able to put together a very, very good team. And that really was the foundation of it, like, you know, order the boat and then get a really good skipper. And we ended up getting Ian, which was fantastic. He is just fantastic.
There's quite a lot of good skippers here, though. I'm not putting Ian down, of course, but...
Well, there are a lot of
and
skippers,
the competition's
right?
Very stiff.
There's a lot of good skippers, a lot of competition, right? But we have, you know, some fantastic guys. Ian Walker on. We got Simon Fry, you know, who's just a fantastic trimmer. You know, Guy Barron, Freddie Shanks, just Lou Barney on the main sheet. We got just brilliant guys, you know? They're not America's Cup guys, but they're excellent.
And on that subject... Russell Coutts and Paul Kayard quite a long way down the fleet. Were you surprised to see them down there?
I was very, very obviously very, very surprised to see them. The boat doesn't seem to be going so well for them, you know. We've had our boat for 2 years, which is a huge advantage. The boat is really fast. You know, the boat, because we had last year, we did a lot of IRC sailing in Ireland and England. You know, we've learned a lot about the boat outside the class, and that's helped us, so we were ready for this year.
And that seems to be the key to this class, is that it's really hours in the boat. You can have a lot of expert people, and of course you need them, but hours on the water seems to be what counts.
Well, especially for the teams that are not, you know, especially the teams that are not, like, up there with the America's Cup guys, you know, they need hours on the boat, you know, simple as that. You know, but the boat, as you know, we're building a new boat. The boat patches is for sale. We're looking forward to next year.
And next year, Med Cup?
Yeah, Med Cup. We're going to concentrate on the Med Cup for the next 2 years. You know, I'd like to do the faster race next year, but obviously not with patches. But unfortunately, the faster, I think, is clashing with the Copa del Rey, which is the big one to win, you know. It's the big, big regatta. But next 2 years, we'll concentrate on the Med Cup and see how we go from there.
And it's well known as being a very expensive end of the sport to be in, but I guess today it's all worth it.
Yeah, today was all worth it. You know, we've got a very good sponsor as well, so, you know, it's been good, very, very good.